everybody. This is Pitmaster Creole, and we're out here at Magnolia Church in Riverside, California, for the 15th annual Burnt Offerings Barbecue Backyarder Competition with KCBS Rules and Four Meat Competition. We drove in from Las Vegas last night, and we are out here representing Barbecue Concepts, Las Vegas's newest and greatest barbecue supply store. We have some Blues Hog Premium Lump Coal out here, as well as some Traeger products. We have the Traeger 22 Bronze, great cooker, having a great time out here. Sitting here with one of the local teams, These Boys Barbecue. They've won several competitions out here at the Burnt Offerings, and they have some very attractive ladies over here. They're making a beautiful fruit salad right now, and just having a great time. If you guys are available today, why don't you guys come on down? We're at Magnolia Church in Riverside, California, on the corner of Magnolia and Adams. Guys, how's your cook going today?
So far, so good. On target.
On target. I know. I'm looking at that clock just as well.
On target. That's a good thing.
Yep, yep. So,
rolling good.
With all these aprons, man, you guys have done this several times, I see.
Yep, over the last several years we've been here. Kind of got our start here, kind of.
Kind of got your start out here, huh?
Got start out here.
Cool.
Kind of went from there. Got the bug.
Hey, you know, once you get the barbecue bug, you can never get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know, it starts with one smoker, then you end up having a 3-car garage and it's full of smokers and grills, and your family's ticked off because they can't park in the garage anymore. Yeah. Oh wait, did I just explain myself? So, and you, young man, tell me, you're 16.
14.
Oh wow, see, I tried to give you a couple extra years there. So, you like it, huh?
Yeah.
Saw you making some turn-in boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah? Working hard at it, huh?
Yeah.
You must do good, man, with all them aprons hanging up there, man. How many years is that, guys?
We've been here like
five, six years. You know, that's a good thing when you do what we do in barbecue. We just love it. Then you're able to share it with your community, yeah, your church, the followers, and give reverence where reverence is due. I love it. I love it. That's why we're trying to bring the Burnt Offerings competition to Southern Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, you know, bring us brothers together even closer than we are in the competition world. And I love what you guys are doing.
We'll make the travel. It's there.
Oh, I know you will, brother. This weekend, bro. Come on. So, well, I'm going to go ahead and walk around. I know you guys are busy. And I got to start pulling foil here in a second myself. So let me go talk to a couple other people, right, man.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yep, good luck.
You know it. Hey, barbecue's our lifestyle, yes, and sir, not just that weekend thing.
Yep.
All right, brothers. So that was D's Boys Barbecue. They've done real good here in California with the Burnt Offerings competition. And it's awesome, you know. These guys are cooking on anything that they have, from, you know, the Weber Copper, Smoky Mountains, Weber Gas Grills. It's amazing what barbecue has done to the American community altogether over the past few years. I mean, hey, look at me. I'm watching TV and I say I'm going to meet Harry Sue. Now we're business partners. I mean, what can you say? Hey guys, how you doing? What's the name of your team?
We are TBD.
TBD, to be dismissed.
Yep.
Ah, got you on that one. Well, you guys are live right now on Pitmaster Creole Podcast. We're on Anchor, iTunes, Google Play, and a slew of others. So how long have you guys been doing this?
This is our first competition.
Yep.
I knew it. I know it. I just wanted you to say it on the air.
Yep.
So, and I see you're kicking back with the Traeger like we are.
Yeah.
See, I'll tell you, this might be your first, but you probably know that Traeger better than I do.
Because
this is my first Traeger cook.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I've been cooking on a UES for 5 years. custom made by Desperado Barbecue here in California.
Okay.
And these guys got me involved in this, brother, and I haven't looked back. That's my kids have eaten so much barbecue that they don't even like it. You know, I mean, it's amazing. They, you know, I used to make the joke, oh, I don't like barbecue. I like spaghetti. You know, but really,
yeah.
Smoked meatloaf. Try it out.
Yeah.
Listen, good luck, guys.
Yep.
I got some chicken to go wrap here in a minute, but I want to talk to a couple more teams.
Yeah.
And keep coming out, man, because we're bringing this to Vegas. So I'll make sure Jim knows, all right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Awesome,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, best wishes.
Same you. So a new team, guys. I mean, you get that. Listen, you know, barbecue is great. You know, it brings new people out, brings the community together. And, you know, I got to walk up and say, this tent looks familiar. It looks like my buddy's Holy Smokers.
Oh, really?
How y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, man. Doing a podcast for Pitmaster Creole and, you know, letting folks know about what's going on with Magnolia Church and Burnt Offerings. It's a great event. I'm extremely happy that I'm here with you guys this year. I've been invited a couple years, but, you know, growing and building. Now, 2 years of negotiations and talking with Jim, we're going to bring Burnt Offerings to Las Vegas. What do you think about that?
Sounds great.
She likes that.
Sounds great.
She said, whoa.
Well, yeah. Just last year we expanded to L.A., so it'll be good to have it to Vegas going out.
Guys, when you guys first connected with me out at Santa Anita and you told me about it, you know, I was so excited and really wanted to come. But, you know, work did it. And, you know, last year we were moving to Las Vegas around this time of year. But we're here this year.
Excellent.
And it's been an enjoyable evening.
Good.
You know, I'm actually very appreciative of the 10 o'clock quiet hour. And actually, it was quiet.
Yeah, it was.
You know?
Well, except for the passing vehicles, but, you know.
Dude, hot rods, can we ever get mad about that?
No.
You know, those guys work just as hard as we do with our pits. They work on those cars, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, well, listen, I see you loading up your smoker here, and I don't want to hold you up because I know chicken's coming up soon.
Yep.
So, good luck, brother.
Thanks
you, again. I'll see you guys a little bit later on.
Will do.
Alrighty, so we're squeezing past here over to Comfortably Cued, and they're working really hard right now. And we're doing great. We're doing great. I'm Sean, Pitmaster Creole. You're on the Pitmaster Creole podcast right now.
Right on.
And oh man, those ribs look great. Man, look, nice drawback, nice color. Coming from a certified KCBS judge, you're lucky I'm not judging, man. You know, I'd have to, like, slide my own rib in there just to, you know. How long you guys been with Burnt Offerings?
It's our first year.
First
competition.
First competition. Folks, do you guys hear this? See,
awesome.
These guys, I say within a year, they're going to be in KCBS. They're going to have the bug worse than I did. And, I mean, they're doing everything right, and this is their first one. They're draining their juices. And they're not just draining them in a trash can like you see some folks do. They're draining their juices into a reusable measuring cup because they're probably going to use it in something else.
Right.
I'm not going to give up any secrets, but I know the routine. And they're doing the Texas crutch, and they're doing it very well, tightening those wraps very tight. Guys, listen, you're working hard. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we just met, but and I'm already proud of you guys. All right? Listen, keep it up because we're bringing Burnt Offerings to Las Vegas, man, and we want you guys to come out there. This year, we're going to be doing Rib Fest, so Creole Brothers would like to see you guys again.
Sounds good. Thank
All
you
right, guys. Have a good one.
All
right, guys. Now, you're floating this Texas A&M tag. You want me to go put up my fleur-de-lis?
Please.
That's great.
Nothing wrong with the name of the team, Eat Local.
Right. Nice.
No,
name the team, Alamo Smokers.
Alamo Smokers. Nice, nice.
Yep.
And I'm assuming you guys are from Texas.
Right, originally San Antonio.
Originally, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm partners with Trigger Happy Barbecue, Wes Rockholt.
Oh, nice.
He's actually the co-host of the show. Trigger Happy Barbecue Sauce. He connected with me, and we brought it to Las Vegas. We're trying to bring it out here to California, get you guys to try it out.
Nice.
And since you guys are from Texas, please come on by, because that's the product I'm using on my meats today.
Okay.
Let me know what you think, man. We can't keep it in the stores in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
So
where's your booth? Is that over there?
Yep, I'm the one with the barbecue concepts, Las Vegas.
Yeah, I got it.
And we're representing for them and Traeger today. And Wes, I know you're listening. Trigger Happy Barbecue Sauce. We've been in this 5 years by a fluke.
Yeah.
About 12 years ago, first season pit masters. I'm watching in Henderson, Nevada.
Okay.
And I tell my wife, hey, I'm going to meet that guy, Harry Sue, because he's from California.
Right.
We're business partners now.
Okay.
I market his products. I learned a lot from him over the last 5 years.
Okay.
And I got the bug and I can't turn around.
There you go.
So, how many comps have you guys done?
This is our very first.
Guys, do you hear this? That's three newbies within the first four teams I've spoke to. This is amazing, guys. I mean, this shows you what barbecue is doing. It's bringing new folks out to share the barbecue love. I mean, I'm getting emotional here. You know, and I mean, these guys are decked out like they're pro teams, man. They got the matching aprons. They're wearing Yeti hats, man.
Right.
They got the thin blue line behind them. I'm standing behind these guys, you know, all of you, man. You guys are just, I've been doing this 5 years, man, and I've gotten to the point where I'm like, oh my God, it's another one.
Right.
But you know what? You can't give it up, can you?
That's right.
Once you get the bug, it's done. Well, listen, guys, I know it's crunch time. I'll be speaking with you guys again. Come on by and try some of that sauce. Alrighty, guys. So we're going to go ahead and take a break here because we've been on for about 13 minutes, and I want to keep each show between 15 minutes per segment. So we have a few other teams to go ahead and talk to, and we'll go ahead and hit these guys up a little bit later. So I want to thank you all for listening to Pitmaster Creole and the BBQ Lifestyle podcast show. If you're available today, come on out. We're at Magnolia Church. Cross streets is Adams and Magnolia in the city of Riverside. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed, because this food's got to go somewhere. And we're at church. They feed you too. So we'll see you again on the next Pitmaster Creole podcast. And we thank you very much for listening.